Well, 2017 brings a lot of New Year's resolutions from people. And right now, we're going to be catching up with Gary Stone. He's a stock market expert and the author of Blueprint to Wealth. He's going to give us some tips on how to get ahead in 2017.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Brad. Nice to be with you.
Yes, thank you very much for allowing us to have a chat to you, because a lot of people are going to be using 2017 to try and either catch up or get a little bit ahead. Is that right? Is that a fair thing to say?
Well, hopefully people will take an interest in their investing at all in the first place. Because you know, a lot of people particularly with superannuation, just pay their contributions and don't take too much notice of how their money is being invested and what returns they're getting.
Mm. So you've got some great tips for us as to how we can financially get ourselves a little bit ahead this year. And obviously, it starts with the very simplistic, you need to spend less and save more.
Well, that's right. And you know, I think people should, from a big picture perspective, divide their savings, if you like, into two areas. There's the area outside of superannuation, and that's certainly the spend less and save more side of things. And then there's the investing and the saving that's happening within the confines of the superannuation system. So people should take care of both of those sides.
So if someone has, say, they've got a big loan that they're paying off, do they put all their extra money into that, or should they be saving at the same time as paying off that loan?
They should be doing both, in my view.
Yeah.
Different people have different views on that. But certainly debt is something that people should focus on paying down first, particularly bad debt, and very simply the bad debt is debt that you have against assets that depreciate, that don't grow in value.
Yeah.
Good debt is debt that you have in the assets that do grow in value. So there's a difference there, but certainly you should be paying off all bad debt as quickly as possible and trying not to go into bad debt. But certainly even paying off your home, which is good debt, is an area to focus on as well.
Yeah.
And then saving, the bit to try and do both, the saving people should do is they should try and save and set up a little bit of a slush fund, if you like, or a little bit of a nest egg outside of super. That a yardstick rule of thumb would be about 3 months' worth of salary, just in case something happens and you're out of work. You want to be able to have something you can fall back on.
And I think there's definite value in sitting down and actually looking at the end of 2017 and saying, this is where we want to be at. How do we get there?
That's about setting goals. And I think people generally are poor at setting goals. This is the time of the year, if you are going to set goals, to be doing it. And people always they set goals to do with diet and health and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
But very few people do it with their finances. And it's probably the area that people should do first. Because if you get it wrong, it can have an effect on all the other parts of your life.
So if there's one tip for people to take into 2017, what would that be, Gary?
Well, and within the confines of superannuation, what I'm on about, what I'm trying to get people to do is to invest better or to get better returns within their superannuation funds, so that they can have what I call financial freedom. And financial freedom very simply is defined as a comfortable and independent retirement. So that's independent. If you set a goal to, when you do retire, to not have to rely on the age pension, you may still get it, but not have to rely on it, then that's achieving financial freedom. And two very simple things to do, because this is long-term investing. This is not about keeping an eye on the stock market or anything else on a day-by-day basis. But it's about reducing fees dramatically, and there are simple ways to do that, because just 0.75% extra in fees paid on an annual basis for somebody in their 20s starting with $15,000, over 40 years, they will forfeit over $500,000.
Oh, my God.
Purely in
fees.
Wow.
So little bits of fees that pay, but people think, it's only a little bit, over the long term through the magic of compounding works against you. What you want to do is getting that working for you.
Blueprint to Wealth is the book. Gary Stone is a stock market expert and author of that book. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.